What is up, Kangaroo Chasers? And straight off the bat, apologies for the shitty audio. Mercho's on holidays. And it's just for this intro, by the way. The interview's fantastic. Mercho already produced that one. But we had three episodes in the bank, which Mercho recorded. All intros were done. It was spectacular. But this episode was meant to be released last week, and we had to slightly change the plans. It's being released right now. But I do have to redo the intro. And since Mercho's on holidays, I am diverting back to my old school anchor recording on my phone days. Still fun, but not quite as slick and professional as when Dr. Merch is on the case. But it's all good. Once we get past the intro, and to the interview, you're going to love it. It's another Big T special. He sits down with Justin Tucker. And Justin, he's been on the show before, episode 86, What Have You Done for Rugby League Today? It's a cracker. And if you haven't listened to it yet, I suggest you do. Go back. It's a bit of a prequel to this one. So back then, Big T and Justin spoke about the Queen City Royals new club in Vermont, which Justin founded. And he's now rebranded and relocated them. They're now called the Carolina Lightning. He's also the head of Women's Rugby League, or the CEO of Women's Rugby League in the USA. So very busy man, Justin Tucker, and great conversation. So he and Big T, they talk about an announcement which will come out on the socials around about now as well, if you're listening to this right away, amongst other things. Great conversation. It's a bit of a fly on the wall conversation because they're kind of planning some stuff. It's different. I won't explain too much, but you guys are going to enjoy it. We've been looking forward to releasing it, and glad we finally can. So enjoy the chat. But firstly, Matt Haynes Sport, of course, we can't do the show without our sponsor. So Matt Haynes, thank you very much. MattHaynesSport.com.au. If you need your jersey, logo, brand, design, then make sure you hit up Matty. He's one of the best. Now, to all the other Sydney siders out there, yep, we're in lockdown. It's a little bit boring. Kids might be driving you mad. At least we still have our footy, I guess. But yeah, it's tough and not much to do. So chasingroos.com, we've got a little lockdown special going on. Lockdown 15 is the discount code. You get 15% off. It's lockdown 15. And I've got to tell you, we've announced it on the socials last week that we would be running this discount code until lockdown ends in Sydney. And Gladys must have heard it because she keeps extending lockdown. But we're gonna stick to our word. We're gonna keep it going. Plenty of you guys out there using it. If you haven't already, go and do it now. What else are you gonna do? Online shop. It's the only thing you have left to do. Online shop. Watch Netflix. You've already watched everything. So lockdown 15. ChasingRoos.com for all of your international rugby league merchandise, and also some great articles as well. We've got a new section. Try and get as much news as we can up there. We've had some great guest articles written. One of them, Stuart McLennan, wrote a great piece on El Salvador Rugby League. I recommend you read that if you haven't already. And thank you, Stu. I know you're listening, mate. And also later this week, so I'll release it after State of Origin, but a wonderful piece from Patrick Skeen, who wrote about the Cavite Silk Tails to date and what they've achieved in half a season so far. Wonderful piece. Can't wait to release that last week. If you're a writer, journalist, aspiring writer or something like that, and you want to be featured on chasingroos.com, send me an email, carbs@chasingroos.com. That's carbs@chasingroos.com. And let me know what your idea is and we can go from there. But we've got more coming. Can't wait to bring you more news on chasingroos.com. And of course, discount code LOCKDOWN15. You can get 15% off all of your international rugby league merchandise. Go check it out. All right, guys, that's enough of a plug from me. I'm going to go listen to Big T and Justin Tucker. I'm Michael Carboni. This is episode 120 of the Chasing Kangaroos podcast.
Podcast for international rugby league fans. Big T, can you hear me?
I can, sir. How are you?
Making my way in the world, try to avoid all the pitfalls that are out there.
Oh, wow. That's such a fantastic way to start. Now, I got to tell you, I'm feeling fantastic because I'm talking to one of the best Americans in rugby league because I had a chance recently to talk to Blue Tick Monte Gaddis, obviously everyone's favorite scotch and whiskey and popcorn is out there. But to talk to the man who invented the phrase, what have you done for rugby league today, is always a great way for me to start my day.
Yeah, man. It's, you know, it's a phrase that I really try to live by. And I think we talked about it last time. It's really about, you know, me for mental health and all those reasons that I try to do that and really just fill my day up with something positive and a goal that I'm trying to get to. And you know, this conversation today is really just going to continue to add to that.
Now, the other thing I wanted to say was last time I spoke to you, you were in Disneyland or somewhere incredible.
Universal Studios. I was behind the Cat in the Hat ride and at Universal Studios down in Orlando, Florida.
So where are you today?
No, I'm back home in Vermont. Got back and been hitting the ground pretty hard up here, commuting back and forth down with the guys down in Carolina to see if we can get some projects across the line and get closer to what our goal is and with that
so
project.
Yeah, because last time it was Queen City Royals. Since we spoke, we're now Carolina Lightning. So tell me how that came about.
Yeah, it was really just kind of an opportunity, right? We looked at it, the group that we had here in Vermont, and we thought, you know, for the good of the region, staying here in Vermont and doing what we're doing will help things to grow. But for the good of the sport, the decision was really made to, you know, let's go to a market where we can make a difference in the grand scheme of what we're trying to accomplish. And that's to grow the game in North America. And, you know, we could probably do that in a small market like Burlington, Vermont, pretty well. We could, you know, we were going along in our objectives, but it was really an opportunity that we had through some partners that we've made down in the Kannapolis area. And my partner in the U.S. Women's Rugby League, Garen Casey, lives down in that area. So we had an opportunity to get together with a group down there who were pretty aggressive in the city of Kannapolis to try and bring some people back to the area and redevelop the city. And, you know, the city is really known for being the home of NASCAR, and North Carolina is a big area for NASCAR. Most of the teams that operate through NASCAR have their headquarters right somewhere in the Charlotte area or Asheville. And we really approached and had an opportunity to make something happen. You know, Kannapolis was an old mill town, very much a lot like what we got here in Burlington. It was an old industrial town. When the industries moved away and moved overseas, it never really came back. So it had to reinvent itself, much like Burlington did. And, you know, that's kind of what we've been looking at. Now, we've talked to the city and we put on this game. I'm sure, as you know, we invited Atlanta to come out and take on Delaware Black Foxes down in Kannapolis. And, you know, we really could not have got a better reception for what the local population saw in the game. And it's always good when people pick up the phone and start calling City Hall to ask what's going on with this project. And yeah, so we had the game, super hot day. Both sides come out. Delaware probably was not ready for the heat. But they both turned up and just, you know, kind of wore their heart on their sleeve and went at it. And it was kind of a mediocre turnout, to be honest. I think we probably have some areas where we can grow, but we had, through our partner, who is Old Armour Beer Company in Kannapolis, we had established that we were going to have the after party at Old Armour. And, you know, people from the city hall came down to watch the game. Now, we had talked to the city planners kind of about what we had in mind. And, you know, so they had come to the game. We didn't even know they were there. And, you know, they went back to the after party. And of course, being rugby league and being who we are, it was loud and boisterous and everybody was singing. And Atlanta, of course, was trying hard to be noticed. And they did, you know, they were really noticed. And, you know, the next day, the people who vote, if you want to get people motivated, right? People who vote start calling City Hall, asking questions. That's the quickest way to get things done. And, you know, the city's really excited about what we're trying to accomplish there and all of the levels that we have going on. And, you know, they're very interested in where we're at and where we're going to end up and what we have, the aspirations we have. And, you know, what we've got to announce now coming up in September is just really, for me, is about, you know, we've had some rough patches in North American rugby this year. COVID didn't help. And, you know, then we have the announcement of the North American Rugby League and everything that ensued after that. And I just thought, what a great way to kind of reinvigorate the fans and start generating interest in the area down in Kannapolis is to have a game like what, you know, we're talking about putting on.
Because it's quite far away. Am I wrong about that? That's like 4 hours driving Vermont to Carolina.
It's actually about 15 and a half.
15 and a half hours?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, many states across to get down there. And, you know, I think it's for the good of the game.
Yep.
So I just have to tell myself, you know, if there's things that need to be done, sometimes you just got to suck it up and get it done and don't make excuses about what needs to be done. Roll up your sleeves. And if you truly wish to accomplish something that you set out to do, then, you know, all the hard work that comes along with it is just part of it.
Wow. Okay. And so you and I are on the phone really because, although this is a fantastic story, you've got something big that you want to happen. You just mentioned that it's going to happen in September, but we were talking to Carbs about what you wanted to happen and Carbs then, and as Carbs does, shuffles you onto the best person to try and help make that happen. And so he suggested that I might be the best person, but he's just given me screenshots and stuff. So can you just really tell me from the start what you want to happen and how do you want me to help that?
Yeah. So what we've got going on is again, we wanted to come up with a way to kind of bring people around back together, get them excited about this game. And we thought, let's sit down and figure out what would make us excited and what would make us pay attention. And that's what we did. We got together, Garen and I, we got a couple of the local people from the local community and our partners down there. We got together and we said, well, what's going to make people excited and get them back out to watch this sport? And I said, you know, the best thing to do is let's go out, let's find two people, representatives of American rugby, and let them get together, pick their own teams, regardless of what league that they're in, any team that they want to put together. It doesn't matter if they're the USARL, California Rugby League. It's up to you. You do your thing. You pick your team. You pick your team. And we get together and we decide to have a match. And that's what we're trying to put on down in Kannapolis. On the 25th of September, we're going to put that game on. And, you know, we've just confirmed the two captains. And before I get to that, I just want to kind of go through what we did in picking these two captains. Is we wanted to have, of course, you know, we wanted to draw people in. So we wanted to have two captains that were fairly well known.
Yep.
We wanted to have captains that have represented the country in for a national team. So as you can imagine, that pool continued to get smaller and smaller.
Yep.
And I really said, you know, man, only two people really come to mind. And that is Nick Newlin and Ryan Burrows. Mm. Those are the two names that come to mind. So we've reached out to them. They've agreed to be the captains. What we've done is we've started contacting some players to get a player pool together. Those captains, in a few weeks' time, will sit down and through that player pool, they will pick out their team members.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. So not only do we get the excitement of going, oh my God, who's in the player pool? We also get the excitement of who are they going to pick?
And, yeah.
And you know, the whole tailgating atmosphere really revolves around that. And I think it's a great step forward to be able to showcase what this game is all about. And I know we have all-star games for California Rugby League. I know we have all-stars for USARL, but this is really just kind of a challenge where we find two captains, we issue the challenge, and we let them do the rest, right? They know the game, they know their abilities, yeah. They know the players, So why should we sit back and pick people for them?
So it's like a draft and an all-star kind of mixed together. Like you get the excitement of a draft of who they're going to pick next. And now that this person is off the board, you know, does Ryan now take a fullback now that Nick's taken that person, you know, maybe strategies come into it and things like that. Instead of just going 1 through 13, you've got to start to think, well, you know, if Nick's picked up this person, does Burrows now grab the lock that's still on the board, or does he go for someone with speed now? Yeah, so there's a real draft element to it as well in that build-up.
Yeah, I like the draft element because we just go, okay, well, who are the top 30 players in the U.S. Or the top 40 or whatever? Let's put them all in one pool, regardless of what league they're in, and let these guys pick who they think they can beat the other team with.
Now, I'm assuming you've called me because you want me to be on the team. You've seen my skills on the football field. You thought, there's no way this game works without Big T. I'm assuming that's what you need me for. I mean, I'd need to stretch because I'm pretty old but I think I've got a good long, long floating pass that could hit someone, hit a winger on the outside.
Well, listen, one day I told Garen we got to put together kind of a Clydesdale game where maybe we just go all forwards. We go 13 forwards across and we get after it.
Yeah.
I thought if we're gonna do this, we're going to need somebody to be kind of the golden voice of what we're doing and come along and host our draft. And I couldn't think of anybody that had a better voice than you. So that's why I reached out.
That's very kind of you. Okay, So I'll be, you want me to try and, Nick and Ryan are making the announcements, but I'm trying to doing the in-betweeny bits where we're the G-up man, the excitement thing, that kind of vibe.
Yeah, 100%. You've been around the podcast for a long time. You know how it can be. There can be some dead air in there. And, when they say, when it comes to radio, you want to always try and fill that, right? Hopefully with something that's witty. It can be sometimes with a podcast, you got to kind of drag answers out. I, these two guys, knowing who they are, you're probably not going to have that issue. But, what I'd like to be able to do is essentially get the draft done and then be able to have kind of the analysis of the draft afterwards. And
That sounds great.
Be able to give people time to talk about what this game is and what it means. And we hoped that this will be an annual event and, next year we'll have two other captains that we'll be bringing forward. And so what we've got planned for this event, to let me back up, what we have planned for this event is, at the moment, there's still some details that need to be worked out. At the moment, there will be a women's match, I believe, starting at 2:00. And that'll be a full 13s match. So there'll be a U.S. women's match there. There'll be the men's match, featuring team captains Ryan Burrows and Nick Nolan, and then we'll have a concert afterward.
Wow!
So right there in the area. Yeah.
Okay. And at the risk of sounding like that sounds incredible, but the risk of sounding like a Debbie Downer, is this all possible during? I mean, I guess you guys are doing such a great job with COVID vaccinations that a lot more of this stuff's doable in America at the moment.
Yeah, most of our COVID restrictions have been lifted throughout most of the states. I know, regardless of what you feel about red state, blue state, red states are typically wide open. North Carolina and South Carolina is kind of that, right? They're pretty much open. Now, there are some establishments that have their own requirements that want you to have a mask on when you go in. But there are some that aren't. I stopped at a fireworks stand along the way. They made me put a mask on. I couldn't. I was like, well, we're around explosives. I'm not really sure. But, it's up to them and how they want to operate their business. And if they want us to put a mask on, I'm fine with that. If they don't care, then I don't care either because I've been fully vaccinated.
Great. So that sounds like it's going to happen. And you think maybe by next year, if it's an annual thing, hopefully you'll have Joe Rogan's golden voice being the person who... who runs the draft instead of me, but although I'm more than happy to do it annually. Okay, and do you think you'd probably film it? Would this be also, would you try and do it later, or would you just live tweet it, or what are you thinking when they make picks, how are we doing something at the time?
Now, we have had a group come forward and offer to lend some resources to us, and we are working through those details now. It is our mission to make sure that is streamable. And that we've got something other than a cell phone to stream that with. Now, the stadium that we're playing at, Kannapolis Stadium, which is right at the high school, which is, you know, if you've talked to Atlanta or anybody who's played there so far, it's a pretty stellar place.
Right.
It's a high school stadium, but it seats about 4,000 people.
Wow, yeah, right.
So, you know, they have their own streaming capability there. They stream all their high school football games and soccer and field hockey and all that. So we'll make use of it. It's just a matter of getting the details worked out about which what the location is to stream the game itself.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Well, all of that sounds super exciting. So beforehand, so that's September 25th is the game, the men's game, yeah. The women's game, the concert. The women's game. How are those teams being created?
Yeah. So we're still in development of U.S. Women's Rugby League. So we've had some games being played. We've had some development days out west. We just had in San Diego. We continue to do that throughout the next couple of months. We've got our national event for the women's to select a representative side in Chicago. Mm-hmm. On the 21st. We've got a potential exciting announcement about the 28th of August that we'll be putting out for the women. That's going to be fantastic. Almost as big as the news we've got going on now. And so we just keep doing that. So we've invited a couple of clubs down. There are some clubs that we've been working with that we would really love to see come down. But, you know, this is a matter of who's going to pay for the travel in the end.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We'd love to have a West Coast team. Most likely what will happen is we'll have a North versus South game.
Right.
And, you know, that's how we move forward with women.
Okay. And so I'm jumping all over the place at the moment because I'm trying to take notes and then see what won't make sense to me later.
Sure.
So when you film that game, you hope they're going to be streaming it through, or you haven't worked that out 100% yet, but you're going to try and stream the game live as well, which hopefully is through the high school equipment in that stadium. Did I remember that right?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. And so are you also trying to then commentate that game? Would you have someone trying to live call it?
Yeah, that's one of the details that we have not. It's, you know, it's on the list, but it's a little further down the list, and we've got a bit of time to sort that out. And we've got, you know, kind of a short list of who we'd like to see do that.
Yeah.
You know, ideally, since it's a men's, women's, and a concert, we'd like to see a women's commentator or a men's commentator, you know, kind of to split it up to catch both sides.
Cool.
You know, okay. we have a list out there and that we're working on, and we'll be reaching out to those pretty soon.
Cool. And, okay, and then the other thing is, did you tell me the date of when you're trying to do the draft?
Yeah, we'd like to get, it really depends on how quickly we get a turnaround from players who are interested, and I'm sure that we've got people falling out of the trees to get into this draft pool. But it's a matter of who's available. You know, it's a tough time because, you know, it's right in the middle of Cali's season.
Yep.
Whatever's going on with the USARL, it should be pretty much done by August. But we'll see what happens. I'd love to see at least one player from every league in the pool. I think that'd be exciting.
Yeah. Okay. Great. And so that date's going to come. Those players don't actually need to be available on the draft day. You just need to have that list of I'm 100% committed to being this. So if I get selected, I can definitely come. You just need that list done. They don't need to be available that day. We just need Nick, Ryan, whoever's in the production to be ready on whatever day it's going to be.
Yeah. And I'd like to kind of get a little bit of lead time. Once we get the list, we can put the list out. So everybody can see who's on the list.
Yeah. And encourage people to create their own teams and, you know, things like that. That would be great.
100%.
Yeah, cool.
Who would you pick for sure?
Yeah. And I would love to make my own team against Carbs. So Carbs and I can maybe do our own baby baby draft beforehand and then see what happens from that. That sounds like a lot of fun. And it sounds like such a great idea as well, Justin. I love that you've got that part of the world is just such an interestingly different perspective on how this game could be played. I mean, seeing Canada with their collective creating a league where the fans, you know, buy into a league and the league is run by fans is just such a phenomenal way to try and look at something. And then you guys trying to do state by state things is a great idea. And then you personally trying to create a draft all-stars annual thing just because wouldn't it be great for football to be played? You know, there's just nothing like this would happen here, and certainly doesn't look like it happens in parts of England or other major rugby league loving parts. So it's so great to have North American minds on how this great sport can be played.
Well, we've got to make this more than about the game on the pitch, right? We've got to make it an environment that is exciting for people to come out to. And because
that is not how the rest of us think. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. All we do is worry about the thing on the field. And you guys are so great at going, this is a day, this is an experience. And because you guys come at it with that's why it's so different.
Yeah, I think we've got to do it because there's so limited funds here in America to grow this game. So we have to do it in innovative ways, and generating excitement is like currency, right? If we continue to generate excitement, we continue to put currency in the bank.
Right.
If we continue to create content, we continue to put currency in the bank. And if we do a good job of that, we can, 10 years time, we can grow this game here. But we've got to make it an atmosphere where you bring people to the game. And the next game, they want to bring people to the game. Right. That's what we're looking for. And it's not a game that's well known here. You know, maybe 90% of the population know the game. The other 5% really don't care about it. Right. And the remaining 5% are the ones that play the game. So we've just got to come up with different ways how to get this done. And sitting back and waiting for somebody to give us a handout is not the answer, clearly, because that's what we've been doing and it's not working.
Well, having an all-star draft followed by the game, then a concert, is the most fantastic way to try and generate a interest and some love around the game. So I love it. I think that's all the questions I have at the moment. Obviously, we'll do – did you want to – actually, one other one is, do you think the draft thing – would actually be recorded and sent out live, or do you think we would try and edit it and send it out post, or what would your ideas behind that be?
Yeah, it's a matter of how we get it done, right? I love live. Yep. I love a podcast where you can see from, you know, a year ago till now how much they've grown. That's a minor opinion, though. Most people don't care for that, but I just love to see it. Production value, we'd love to get behind that. Again, we've got a group who, I guess everybody could work out who's offered to help us out, but we're trying to get all those details together so we have some kind of quality production on this thing. And while it's been great to stream things on Twitch and get it up and get as much content out there as possible, every once in a while it pays dividends to get a quality product out.
Yeah, great. Okay. Well, this sounds fantastic, mate. I can't wait. What would you like me to do from now until whenever you tell me the date? What would you need me to be doing to help make sure this works?
Well, we've got marketing. We're getting with marketing tomorrow, and we're going to start lining up all of the posts for social media.
Yep.
The biggest thing is really just getting people excited about what's happening with it. You know, we can come back again and, you know, maybe do a call in and make it official that you'll be hosting the draft.
Yeah. Okay.
If you want, we can just do a regular random, you know, a call into the show and, extend the invitation that way. Hopefully we can get some more details worked out as far as how we're going to get it recorded versus live kind of thing.
Yeah. Cool.
A bunch of different people in different spots. Who knows about internet connectivity? Best thing to do is probably record it, and then if we have to, we can splice it together. But as far as getting that done, I'm not 100% on how we'll do it.
Yeah, okay. And the another fun thing I could try and do that I want to do, so I may as well tell you I'm going to do it, is that once you have a good idea of that pool, I would then love to start doing small little things about each one, little baby bios
each
one.
Perfect.
Yeah, just so one, so I get to know everyone just that little bit closer, and then two, I can also generally get excited about when Jimmy James Bob gets picked. That I'm like, oh my god, this is going to be great because of these reasons.
While I hope that it's going to be some up and comers on there, I would imagine it's going to be loaded up with a lot of representative guys.
Yeah.
Guys that have been around the sport for a while. They're fairly big names, which is great because we can get people excited. I'd like to see one or two up and comers, and you know, so they can get their due for their efforts. But we'll see what happens.
Great. Okay, man. Well, this is super exciting. Thanks so much for the chat.
Yeah, no problem.
Chasing Kangaroos is brought to you by Matt Haynes Sport. We are mixed and produced by Paul Murchison. Our theme music was written and recorded by Ash Barco and Ricky Cancino. The podcast is hosted by me, Michael Carboni, and the Biggest Tiger. Views are our own.